In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, Amen. Once again, let's start our talk with the Blessed Mother. As we say the prayer that Mary loves so much, you pray with me. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death, Amen. Once again, we want to always invoke the Holy Spirit to help us out. Holy Spirit is a sanctifier. He's also the master or teacher of the interior life. So let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your Spirit and they shall be created. Thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who did instruct the hearts of your faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant that by the same Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Pope St. John the 23rd made this statement. He said that the saints are the masterpieces of the Holy Spirit. You are called to be a masterpiece of the Holy Spirit because you are called to be a saint. One of the ways in which we can arrive at holiness is by praying to the saints, but also studying the lives of the saints. Today, June 13th, the Church celebrates, beyond the shadow of a doubt, one of the most famous saints in the history of Catholicism. And the name of the saint is Saint Anthony of Padua. So let's talk a little bit about this saint. He was born in the year 1195, and he died in the year 1231. So he only lived to be 36 years old. That says something. You don't have to be old to be a saint, but rather you have to be someone who really loves God. At the end of the life of St. Thomas Aquinas, he was praying in front of the cross. And Jesus said, Thomas, you have written well. You've really, really written well. What can I give? And Thomas Aquinas said this, Lord, give me the grace to love you more and more. That's the secret of the saints, that they love God with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength. So let's talk about St. Anthony. He was born in Lisbon, Portugal, and his name was Fernando. And he became an Augustinian monk, but he was so impressed by the Franciscans there in Portugal that they would go off to Morocco and they would be martyred for Jesus Christ by the Muslims. So he thought that that was a very noble enterprise, that he himself wanted to die as a martyr. So he changed from the Augustinians to the Franciscans. And for a long time, he was very inconspicuous, not known, and he spent a lot of time in prayer, fasting, penance, in silence, reading and studying and doing very humble household chores until God intervened. And this is how God intervened. There was an ordination ceremony, and the priest that was supposed to be preaching at the ordination ceremony, he didn't show up. Either he got sick or he forgot that he was supposed to preach. So the provincial said to Anthony, well, why didn't you preach? So Anthony, without too much preparation, he accepted in obedience the role of preacher in that ordination ceremony. He preached so eloquently, so powerfully, that all the Franciscans that were there, the brothers, and the priests and the provincial recognized that Anthony had a great gift as a preacher. So they decided to set him apart so he could preach. So he preached throughout Europe, and he preached powerful sermons in which the church would be packed to overflowing. And sometimes there was not enough room in the churches, so we had to go outside in the public square to preach. I'd like to tell you a story of one of the miracles of St. Anthony. And it happened that there was a Jewish man who said, how could anyone ever believe that in that host, that white host composed of bread, could really be Jesus, the Son of God? So he made a bet with Anthony that they were going to make a mule or a donkey fast for 3 days and three nights, then bring the donkey into the barn. And in the barn, they would place a pile of hay on one side, then the other side, Anthony was going to expose the Blessed Sacrament. Now, if the mule went over to eat the hay, then Anthony said he would obey this Jewish man. He would be his servant, his slave. But if the mule, upon fasting for 3 days and three nights, instead of going to the hay, goes over to the Blessed Sacrament and pays some sign of reverence or belief, then the Jewish man would have to believe that the host is not simply bread once the priest consecrates, but the host is truly and substantially, really, the body and blood of Christ. So the mule fasted for 3 days and three nights, and St. Anthony also fasted for 3 days and three nights. So the day arrived, and they placed a pile of hay, which mules like to eat, on one side, and then the Blessed Sacrament was on the other side. So they brought the mule in, and what happened was, as soon as the mule entered, he saw the hay, he ignored the hay, then he went to the Blessed Sacrament, and the mule started to bow down in reverence toward the Blessed Sacrament. The Jewish man was converted. He went on to become a Catholic. And as a result of this, there was a domino effect in which many others were converted through the conversion of this one man. Wonderful story. So let's ask ourselves, in honor of St. Anthony, do you have the faith of that mule? Do you have the faith of that donkey? Look at that donkey. This animal was able to bow down and adore the Blessed Sacrament. How often among Catholics, we go into the church, we're distracted, we don't pay attention to God, there's the Blessed Sacrament there, and we don't make any reverence or any genuflection. So let's learn from this story of the mule and the conversion of the non-believer that we ourselves should ask that question, is our belief in the Eucharist strong as it used to be? Or have we lost belief in the real presence of the Eucharist? St. Anthony went on to preach for about 10 years. Then when he was in his mid-30s, he got sick and he passed away. Another quality of St. Anthony we can pray for was he loved the Bible. He loved to read the Bible. He loved to meditate upon the Bible. He memorized, many say that he memorized most of the New Testament, had a photographic memory. So let's ask St. Anthony also that we would have a great love for the Eucharist, but also great love for the Word of God. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that what the Mass is? The first part of the Mass that you go to is called the Liturgy of the Word, in which the Word of God is read, and then the priest preaches it and explains it. But the second part of the Mass is what? It's the Liturgy of the Eucharist. So, Let us ask St. Anthony. We have great love for the Word of God, great love for the Eucharist, and great love for the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. One other very interesting note is that St. Anthony died about 800 years ago, and his tongue is incorrupt. After 800 years, the tongue of St. Anthony is like your tongue and my tongue. That says a lot. May we use our tongues. May we use our tongues never to lie, to be a gossip, or to criticize or speak badly. May we use our tongues in imitation of the great St. Anthony to be able to preach God. Let us preach God with our lips, with our tongues, as well as with our lives. So don't forget, my friends, in Jesus, Mary, and St. Anthony, to spread this message to the whole world. Amen.